Pops said he's back on. Knocked down from a Lodvu, and it found the man about 8 yards out. He buried it down the centre of the goal. Too quick for Stuart Nelson to react. And on 17 minutes, Brackley Town lead. It is Brackley Town 1, Gillingham 0. Here's Jimmy Armstrong, the man who scored the goal out onto that right-hand side of the penalty area. They cross it back in, and Lodvu with the header. And Brackley Town have scored another goal here. But is it Jimmy Armstrong again who's got the opportunity in the goal? And disaster for Gillingham, who on 25 minutes trailed by 2-0, just like they did in the original tie. Looking for the opportunity, it may fall for Dak on the volley. It bounces, it's saved by the goalkeeper. Opportunity for Gillingham, and they have a goal back with Jake Hessenthaler. The flag stays down this time on the young lad. It is Gillingham who are back in this. Thomas slides a ball through as Cody McDonald pull it back. It's spilled by the goalkeeper and turned in.
It's that man Wagstaff.
Equaliser is there. Wagstaff on for just a couple of moments, possibly his first touch of the game, and he manages to slide in at the near post after Cody McDonald did so much of the work to win the ball and take it to the byline. Gillingham have recovered from 2-0 down yet again against Brackley. It's Brackley Town 2, Gillingham 2. Walker, the man to deliver this corner, and this time from the left-hand side, the near, from a Brackley perspective. In it goes, Gillingham, oh, it's got in! A slice clearance from Gillingham, made no connection. Cody McDonald, the man, I think, there. And it's possibly gone all the way in from the corner, taken by Jimmy Armstrong. It is Brackley Town 3, Gillingham 2. The upset is back on. Dasher Large has done very well to get back, but his clearance is poor. It requires a superb challenge from Wright. And then the chip from Armstrong. And that should wrap up a second round match at Blackpool for Brackley Town. A lovely curling effort into the top right-hand corner. Brackley move further in front. Another two-goal cushion. And if there was any doubt about the original, Jimmy Armstrong's got his hat-trick. It's Brackley Town 4, Gillingham 2. Can he slot it home? Rounds the goalkeeper, and Gillingham are back in this, and now the game is back on. He rounds the goalkeeper, a mistake from the Brackley Town men at the back. I think it's Armstrong, he may have given it away, I'm not too sure, but Cody McDonald in, rounds the goalkeeper on the right hand side and slots it home comfortably. It's Brackley Town 4, Gillingham 3. Matlow gets it, and Brackley Town have the upset in the FA Cup. Gillingham once again fail in the first round in a game which, yes, they had periods to get in hold of, but really struggled to maintain any serious pressure on the Brackley goal. Jimmy Armstrong, the man who did wonders in the first game, has got a hat-trick tonight. It's the end of a sorry night for Gills as the Brackley fans invade the pitch and hook their players. They're the heroes. They're the ones that get to go and see Blackpool away. Another miserable effort for the Gills.